I'm Alexandra Vitale with BuffaloBills.com, and right now I'm joined by Alyssa Chandler, Scott Chandler's wife, for our first segment of Better Half of the Bills, presented by Alex and Ani. Thank you so much for having us in your
home. Absolutely.
It's beautiful here.
Thank you.
So your kids are sleeping, your three beautiful baby girls.
Thank you. Yes, this is mama's time where I get to relax, have 2 hours to myself. I get a snack every single day, some apple, almond butter, sit on the couch and watch reality TV for 2 hours, and it's wonderful. I enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, it must be nice to have a little break. I mean, they're all, what are the ages of them?
5, 3, and 9 months, so they keep me busy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It must be nice having Scott back after a really long training camp.
Yes, it is. We were actually back in Iowa for the first couple of weeks, and we flew back up here, and we always make it a point to spend my middle daughter's birthday up at camp so he doesn't have to miss her birthday. So we went up there a couple of times. There was a family night up there, and yeah, it was a long camp. We were ready to be back, and it's nice to have him home. I know when the girls woke up the other morning and saw Daddy was gone, they all panicked and said, "Where's Daddy?" And I assured them that he was right up the road and that he was going to be home at supper time, not to worry. So they're a little afraid every time he walks out that door he might not be coming back for a couple of weeks. So, but it's good. He's home and we're all happy.
Yes. You said you do go to all the home games.
Yes. And I like to be right down in the nitty-gritty. I like to sit outside, and the seats are great that where they put us. And there's, you know, a family section, so we all kind of sit together and are there for each other for support. And I'm a nervous wreck. I can't eat anything the day of the game. Sometimes I'll grab a box of Skittles because I'll feel a little lightheaded, but I can't eat anything because I'm so scared that something's going to happen, and I'm just a nervous watcher. But when defense comes on the field, I'm relaxed. I get to, you know, visit with my friends and everything. But as far as offense goes, I don't even watch the play. I just watch him. I want to make sure he's safe, and if he's wobbling or if it took a bad hit, I'm just, you know, focusing on every mannerism. Is he hurt? Is he okay? And, you know, so it's hard, but it's so exciting. It's such an amazing blessing that we have, and we love it, and I couldn't imagine him doing anything else right now.
Okay, so you're from Iowa, and Scott's from Texas.
Yes.
How do you both like Buffalo and being here?
Yeah, we absolutely love it here, and I know that's hard for people to understand because they associate Buffalo and snow, and how could you love all the snow and the bad weather, but, you know, we've bounced around. We've lived in California and Texas, New Jersey, all over. So, and the people here are so amazing. They're just, all the fans feel like family. They really do. They care so much about the players, and the people are so great, and the food's yummy, and we just have a real tight-knit group of players and wives, and we all live in the same area right around the corner from each other. So it feels like home here, and that's just something I've always looked for. You know, I was always homesick starting off when we were in California, and finally I feel like I'm at home here. So, and we've made a home here, so.
So briefly touch upon how you guys met. Both of you were in college.
Yes, I actually was a couple years older, just a few years older than him. And I had seen him on campus, and at Iowa, the football players ride mopeds because there's no parking. So I had seen this big guy in a moped, and I saw him at the library, and I saw him here and there, and I thought he was adorable. And one of my high school classmates was the tight end at Iowa. So I asked him to put in a good word, and so he maybe gave him my number, I think, and we started, you know, emailing, and then AOL Instant Messenger, and then I think we maybe had those couple, like, three-hour phone calls, the getting to know you, and then we finally had our first date. We went to The Incredibles. I know that's cheesy. We're adults, and we go to a Disney movie, so we went to that, and then I went to drop him off at the dorm. I don't even know if he had a car at the time, and we sat in the car, and he sang country music to me for till 3 a.m, just because I hadn't heard any country music. I wasn't a fan, and so he couldn't believe it. So anytime a new song came on the radio, he felt like he needed to sing it. And so, yeah, and I loved every second of it because I thought he was cute. But
so cute.
Yeah.
Alyssa, as a thank you, Alex and Ani would love to present you with this beautiful gold bracelet. It's kindness, tranquility, and liberation. So
thank
we hope
you so
enjoy
much.
That. Thank you for having us in
Absolutely.
Your beautiful home, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much.